Yahweh Skenagwego, I'm thankful you're well. You're listening to Gyno. If you're tuning in for the first time today, welcome. Gyno's a weekly feature where I, your host, Brett Maybe, spotlight some incredible music from different indigenous artists from all across Turtle Island. For the next hour, enjoy the music and the chat. Today I'm going to be talking with Ojibwe Cree artist Doug Bedard. He's been recording his Plex for the last 30 years. Born in Edmonton, he currently lives just outside of Toronto. He had a solo debut in 2009. A lot of people consider him one of the godfathers of indigenous hip-hop. You'll soon know why. His latest single, Red Flags, has received a lot of attention. We're actually going to be talking about the topic of pretendians before too long, but kicking things off right now was Suspect, today on Gyno.
Suspect, sleuth-ish, breezy movements, clue-ish, whodunit, you think you're too slick. Some of these guys think they're spy versus spy, and want to sabotage and stop me from getting mine. Didn't shine, all you haters could get in line, and take a nickel number cause I haven't the time. I'm having the time, and my life feels so nice, I gotta wear shades, my future's so bright. Timbuk3, I used to run the streets with the custies, now I crush beats and break bread with the trustees. In other countries, overseas, I clutch G, say whatever you want, like I give a f***, oh please, I'm too busy making power moves to pay attention to these sour dudes. If I were you, my success wouldn't make me upset. Tough break, fake the suspect.
Suspect, this goes out to all who pray and pray on my downfall. Suspect, not the ones in a lineup, I mean the kind you always find a minor. Suspect, under the guise of a comrade, all mad still sleeping at his mom's pad. Suspect, you better watch your neck, you're a suspect.
Suspect,
suspect,
suspect, suspect.
I walk in like we up from fresh, talking all that dish, better true clorets. Fuck max to earn stripes like new Cortez. I'm so high, I price died than a group for dreads. You crazy? Your own mama want my baby. Said you can't have him unless he gonna pay me. Ish. I body bag rappers, I'm a beast on the mic with a lot of bad habits. Make a party start cracking off a couple hours trapping. Not a fan of bad action, so homie better pass that. And I ain't talking to a girl unless that ass fat. And I don't care if she got a bad rep, pass that. And make sure you won't ever get that ass back. Oh, this my habitat, hip hop like rapping hands. Walk up, what's happening? Homie, what you talking about? You wanna be a rapper now? I'll put you in your pop it down.
Suspect, this goes out to all.
Shifty, low down, gritty when I see you. Fake grin, you pretend that we're people. Won't even look me in the eye when you pass by. Mad sly under your breath is
a bad guy.
But to my face, it's congrats and praise. Daps for days, what makes a person act this way? Maybe it's cause I got cash for days. And you're a bum looking for a place to crash and stay. That's the way it goes when you're seeing some dough. Jealousy poisons the whole being and soul. Telling my biz to kids I don't even know. You're like a daytime talk show, and that's low. That's so directly to jail, don't pass go. All cap fail, message board asshole. I love it when you hate me, you can never rate me. The usual suspect, Kevin Spacey.
Suspect, this goes out to all. Pray on my downfall.
Suspect,
not the ones in a lineup, I mean the kind you always find a minor.
Suspect,
under the guise of a comrade, all mad still sleeping at his mom's pad.
Suspect,
you better watch your neck, you're a suspect.
Suspect,
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 suspect.
This goes out to all. Pray on my downfall.
Suspect,
not the ones in a lineup, I mean the kind you always find a minor.
Suspect,
under the guise of a comrade, all mad still sleeping at his mom's pad.
Suspect,
you better watch your neck, you're a suspect.
Suspect,
suspect,
suspect.
Featuring Drazus and from Plex's 2022, Who Am I to Judge? That Suspect, as we kick off our listening on today's episode of Gyno. I'd like to welcome you to today's conversation. It's with great honor I get to welcome Plex to the show today. So, Nyawe Scano, how are you?
Life is good. You know, I can't complain.
Thank you for having me.
It's an honor to be able to catch up with you. I feature your music quite regularly every Friday, Saturday night on my Native Artist Directory. Just throwing that plug out there. But it's long overdue to have you on Gyno, needless to say. And I'm excited to dive into your craft, your long career, and specifically about the latest release. So, well, let's rewind a little bit, though, and start back at the beginning. Let's do some introductions. Please tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name is Plex. I've been a hip-hop artist for, you know, almost 30 years. So, like, in the early days. I started out in Edmonton, Alberta. My family's from a reserve up here called Pegwith First Nation. My grandmother actually lives there now, so I got the opportunity to spend some time there this summer. And I'm a father and a husband, and, yeah, I just love making music.
And you do it well. I mean, you've really put out an impressive catalog throughout the years with some great features, great collaborations, and this latest release is absolutely no exception to that. In fact, I think a little bit like a fine, I don't want to say fine wine, but a fine something that ages well, a cheese, you know? I don't know if that's right, yeah, though, either, yeah. Is it, Plex?
You know what? I'm not even offended by that one. I have to say, you know, like... You know, I'll accept it. I'll take it.
Going back to your musical upbringing, you were a little bit, if I understand correctly, a little bit more of a metalhead first, yeah?
You know what? That's true. You know, I had long hair for more reasons than just being Indigenous. You know, I listened to, early Metallica, you know, Megadeth, yeah. Motley Crue. I liked a lot of those hair bands, the glam bands, you know, in the 80s. But, you know, hip hop for me started with LL Cool J, probably 1987.
Sure.
And my musical tastes were, I think, influenced by, you know, I had young parents. I was raised by my grandparents, and so I mean there was a wide range of music there. You know, starting with Hank Williams, and then working its way up to like Creedence Clearwater Revival, or, you know, like I said, AC/DC. I've had a lot of different musicians around me throughout the years, including my grandfather, and yeah, I think I've just had a wide variety of music at my disposal, and it kind of influenced the way that I create.
When hip-hop discovers you, when LL Cool J knocks you out, you know, are you abandoning all the other music, or are you strictly hip-hop now?
You know, in my car, because I've got subwoofers in there and a pretty powerful amp, you know, hip-hop is kind of a go-to for me, but, you know, around the house, I play what the family likes, you know. I'll do a little bit of hip hop, especially the old school stuff, because it just resonates more with me. But for the most part, it's pretty broad what we listen to around the house. Right. You know, there's four of us living here, so I gotta think about everybody else. I can't just hijack the airwaves in the house, you know.
you mentioned going back about 30 years now, roughly give or take, when you started rapping, mm-hmm. and. You've seen the entire hip-hop world change during that time, and sometimes I've seen some of your critiques as well. You feel that it's gone more of the pop route, but you've tried to maintain some of that raw initial integrity too, yeah?
Yeah, you know me, I just kind of make music for what would I listen to. Mm. So, I mean, what I make and what I create is in the same vein as that. You know, but it doesn't mean that I'm so narrow-minded that I won't listen to more modern stuff. You know, I appreciate that as well. And I've seen, like, you know, Indigenous groups get to a level using or going with that style, and I appreciate it. You know, I still do. I'm influenced by it. But as far as my sound, you know, I've kind of kept it, you know, consistent throughout the years. Yeah. You know, it's kind of had that 96 kind of style, 93 to 96 kind of style. So.
Yeah. Is that you manning the MPC too? Are you doing all your own beats and things like that as well?
As far as the MPC goes, that was Tool Man, formerly a tribe called Red. They're now called the Hallucination. Tool Man did it. You know, he's MPC heavy. I work within Cubase. I use a lot of different VSTs, but yeah, I've been producing my own stuff for at least pretty much the majority of the 30 years that I've been making music.
Right on. Oh, we're going to get back into our listening at this point. I have one from Curtis Clear Sky before our time is up. We're also going to hear Seneca rapper Nick Lone before our listening is through. One from Sten Jotty in this first block. Now, Plex, this next song we're going to hear, I was wondering if you could help introduce it. It went to number one on the Indigenous Music Countdown, and it was, in fact, the lead single off this album. Tell us a little bit about it.
Great ones. It's a song that I originally made and wrote during the pandemic, during when the lockdowns were really tight up here. And in Ontario, they were very tight. We weren't really allowed to enter any places, you know. So I wrote this song because I was like, through social media, I was seeing businesses that I had known from my childhood starting to like board up. You know, they just couldn't survive the pandemic or any of the lockdowns. And I kind of wrote this song because I really wanted to boost up the spirit of my hometown, you know. And originally the idea around the music video was going to be featuring some of the local businesses that did survive the pandemic, but, you know, I didn't, it was really tough to navigate. And then the Edmonton Oilers made it further in the playoffs than they had made in over a decade. Wow. So I kind of tried to revolve the music video around this Oilers pride, and then it just blew up. It did really well for me.
That's a great track, and I'm excited to get it onto our listening today. So without further ado, turn it up and sing along with Plex and Great Ones. Ease Up featuring Cripple from Who Am I to Judge today on Gyno. Asara no onda, Jades.
I'm an Oiler, always be an Oiler. I'm Edmonton as hell, you can tell by the aura. I'm Gretzky in the copper and blue jersey. Student of the streets, I learned to adapt early. You cannot serve me, I'm 118. And we ain't talking drizzy when we drinking at the Drake. Powerhouse posse, sports world soldier. Really roller skating, but you could get rolled over. I was really sober, down for the brawl. Fighting at Malibu West, Edmonton Mall. Caught two charges, aggravated assault. Stories fabricated, try to lock me in the vault. Detective Glenn B. Hills, tamper with the evidence. I spent 25 racks to avoid a couple sentences. Even a dirty cop can't stop me. Show him how we rock when we rock you with hockey. Ease up, hold your head high. Edmonton, throw your E in the sky. The Wild West, E-Town till I die. We all great ones on the back 99. Ease up, hold your head high. Edmonton, throw your E in the sky. The Wild West, E-Town till I die. We all great ones, 99. As a little plex, I was a little stressed. A little head sick, peg west, that's the res. Ojibwe born, E-Town's where I'm bred. I'm 118, so I don't need street cred. Gizmo Williams, an E-Town celeb. Tried to fight me, threw a ball at my head. He was a grown man, I was just 15. That's a little extreme, was a referee. You could find me puffing trees outside of East Glen. Always cutting class, every day's a weekend. I was about to crash, going off the deep end. Sink or swim, I decided to leave then. So I packed up the mic, headed east to T-Dot. Shout to Billy Blackout, touch at E-Dot. Maximum Definitive, Relic, and Brandon Brown. Just a few great ones who hail from the hometown. Ease up, hold your head high. Edmonton, throw your E in the sky. The Wild West, E-Town till I die. We all great ones on the back 99. Ease up, hold your head high. Edmonton, throw your E in the sky. The Wild West, E-Town till I die. We all great ones 99.
Cripe, look, I'm on Edmonton than the big mall. I'm on top of the city, I feel like King Kong. Woo! Yeah, this place breed winners. Walking to work in minus 30 degree winters. I've been trying to run laps. Used to bus home, now I bus raps. And don't think I don't see all the people hating. Like I ain't take the 8 from the Coliseum station. I'm a north side baby, yeah, the Ave run deep. Where the sirens blaring and you can't just sleep. On a man, just peep. Dripping with the sauce. I've been on a high level, this ain't a bridge you wanna cross. Edmonton born, Edmonton raised. Edmonton music seem to never get praise. And they don't even want rap in the venues. It seemed too strong, though the rap it continue.
Ease up, hold your head high. Edmonton, throw your E in the sky. The Wild West, E-Town till I die. We all great ones on the back 99. Ease up, hold your head high. Edmonton, throw your E in the sky. The Wild West, E-Town till I die. We all great ones 99.
So you wanna be the one to take my title and my crown?
You better ask yourself what?
So you wanna be the one to take my title and my crown?
You better ask yourself what?
So you wanna be the one to take my title and my crown?
You better ask yourself what?
So you wanna be the one to take my title and my crown?
You better ask yourself what?
So you wanna be the one to take my title and my crown? Then you'll also be the one with his face up in the ground like a foxhound searching for something you'll never find. The MIC is mine, not yours, don't forget that. I keep you real and fat, so keep your life on track. Instead of keeping it whack, you know what skills you lack. Cause the pack
a vengeance from war, bar, tribe, kept the skills anonymous, till there came a time for us to shine, like the bright north star, red night, and take flight, keep it banging and also keep the stage so tight, despite the fact that haters like to bite our shit, just remember Rex was the first one who started it, so you wanna be the one to take my title and my crown,
better ask yourself what?
So you wanna be the one to take my title and my crown,
better ask yourself what?
So you wanna be the one to take my title and my crown,
better ask yourself what?
So you wanna be the one to take my title and my crown,
better ask yourself what?
The funky Nietzsche with the tribal beast started it off, then along came the girly MC. Now follow me, Injuns is the group that came out. Then there was a small uprising in down south. Along came PSA, Kool-Aid and Muslim Styles. We hooked up and were a wild band for a while. Tribal beast jumped off into a pile of bullshit. We lost him somewhere back in the mix, that's old shit. Then Stomp and Tom all the time with the beats. We could feel that he jumped on the mic and it felt a little more real. Now we a powder keg with the beats and lyrics. And I know for a fact that other MCs fear it. They can't get near it with their Cristal and Bacardi. Even if they flex, they couldn't fuck with War Party. So you wanna be the one to take my title and my crown?
You better ask yourself what?
So you wanna be the one to take my title and my crown?
You better ask yourself what?
So you wanna be the one to take my title and my crown?
You better ask yourself what?
So you wanna be the one to take my title and my crown?
You better ask yourself what?
Yeah, yeah. 99. The party tribe forever. Yeah. Don't forget that. Yeah, yeah.
Yo, this is Spin Jotty, and you're listening to Gyno on Native Voice 1.
Spin Jotty. Kale. Dream Catchers. Mom.
Yeah, Dream Catchers catching dreams.
And we struggle for the
modern day. We are hungry for them dollar bills.
As the night times get harder,
times getting harder.
But that's life, that's life. You know you gotta roll with your punches.
That's life, that's life. You only give a rest,
you're all right. Your dream catches catching dreams.
And we struggle for the modern day.
That's life. You know you gotta roll with your punches.
That's life. You only
give one. Lots of obstacles on the road, less travel, and lots of hardships up the river with no paddle. Haters out there lurking, they out there on the chase, backstabbing ass friends with smiles upon their face. Huh? Where you come from? Where you been at? Who you come with? How you get that? More problems than money, so finally time to get that. More family, more homies, so finally time to kick back. Times like these really making me feel so thankful. And times like these really making me feel so able to keep my head up and my goals upon the table. Reaching for my dreams, surpassing all these fables.
Yeah, dream catchers catching dreams.
And we struggle for the modern
day. And we struggle.
We are hungry for them dollar
bills. As the bad times get harder.
That's life. You know you gotta roll with your punches.
Yeah. That's life. You only give a rest,
you're all right. Your dream catches catching dreams.
Yeah.
And we struggle for the modern
day. The
we are hungry for them dollar bills.
As the bad times get harder,
times get harder.
That's life. You know you gotta roll with your punches.
That's life.
It's like smile now, cry later. That's the motto. Big can blackouts, hoes up in the drop walk. Whiskey bottle nightmares in jailhouse mornings. Losing a loved one helps you realize what's so important. Tattoos for all that passed away. Marijuana roaches in the ashtray. I'm chasing all these dreams, yeah, I'm trying to catch them. This game is full of the snakes and I'm just trying to count on my blessings. I know it's not hard to beat, but there's really no need for stressing. So never take it for granted, our time here is so precious. And the time it gets depressing, and most don't understand it. So live your bucket list, cause there's nothing like the present, child.
Dream catchers catching dreams.
And we struggle for the modern day.
We are hungry for them dollar bills.
As the bad times.
say something. You know it feels like you can't keep moving down that hard road you walking down right now. Just want you to keep your head up and keep moving. Potholes and all.
Stan Jotty's 2014 Dreamcatchers, winding things down for that block of listening today on Guy Note. Welcome back to the conversation. I'm joined on the line with Ojibwe Cree rapper Plex. We're discussing his musical upbringing, and at this time we're going to shift gears a little bit, talk more specifically about this latest release. When we left the conversation to get back into the music, we were talking about Great Ones, the lead single from that. But I do also want to address something else as well. Now, you started about 30 years ago, especially with your solo work, but you did end up, I guess, stepping away from the mic a little bit over the last 10 years. This is, the first release in about 10 years, yeah?
Yeah, 10 years, you know, taking a break, you know, focus on sobriety, focus on being a father, focus on being a husband, and I also run a business up here. So I just, you know, I would still make music behind the scenes and support other artists by, you know, co-writing and producing their music for them. And I've been kind of silent as far as Plex is concerned, but still, you know, creating music in the background for sure.
Sure. Now, is this going to turn into a situation where you have hundreds of hours of music in the vault built up over the last 10 years?
You know, I wouldn't say hundreds of hours. I mean, that would be nice, you know, to have some kind of like Prince vault tucked away. But for the most part, I mean, I did dig into the vault for some of this album because, you know, it was kind of tough. There were songs that I thought needed to be out there. And I had a hard drive fail a few years ago. So there was a couple tracks that I was able to recover and threw them into the mix. And I think they still blended in well. They aged well.
Timeless anyway.
Yeah.
So with that being said, then, what was the deciding factor on your returning to the limelight?
You know what it was? It was conversations that I was having behind the scenes, you know, with other musicians who had been encouraging me to get back into it. There's a comedian named Ryan McMahon. He had been encouraging me to get back into it. And, you know, I guess I was flirting with the idea the same way that Eddie Murphy's kind of been flirting with coming back to stand-up comedy.
Sure.
You know, I was like, yeah, it'd be interesting. But I think one of the things that I wrestled with was the fact that I'd been aging. You know, I felt old in my mid-20s when it came, like in hip-hop years, that felt really old.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, as I enter my 40s, I started to think less and less about creating and really underestimating the value of what my voice brings to it. And I feel that, you know, there was one of the conversations that kept coming up was the topic of pretendians, you know, or wannabes as our, you know, our parents and grandparents might have referred to them.
Yeah.
But the fact that it was becoming more and more evident and more clear, more evidence is was just surfacing. You know, the internet makes the world a smaller place. So sure. I think that a lot of discussions makes it easier for people to meet, discuss certain topics. And that's when, you know, we're seeing people in academia, you know, professors, authors, musicians, actors, you know, just people across the board, ones who are accessing funding, things that might help, you know, help them gain traction, using indigeneity as a vehicle to kind of accelerate in their careers. And, you know, I've started writing the songs. I have a couple of them. Like, there's another one on the album called We Know that addresses it, but Red Flags was the song that it was the follow-up to Great Ones, and it was all about pretendians. And, you know, out of all the stuff that I've done over the years, we've had some, you know, I've had songs where if I did a show, people would sing along, but Red Flags is the one that really pushed my way back in. You know, it made me relevant again. And, you know, it was all due to this conversation that I've been having, a recurring conversation I had with multiple Indigenous people within the music industry and outside of the music industry. And, you know, it became clear to me that it was there's a conversation that needed to be had.
You know, Plex, I haven't said this publicly on Gyno yet, but it is a good time to bring it up, I suppose. I have fallen victim. I guess, geez, wannabe is kind of where I would call him, I guess. I think, you know, generally his heart seems to be in the right spot anyway, but, you know, when you do the math and everything, we're talking about one of 32 grandparents that might have had some indigenous blood, you know, and there's been a removal, and I'm not saying it's his family's fault, but, you know, when you really kind of boil it down like that, man, you know, that's kind of a tough spot to put somebody in, you know what I mean? And
yes.
So I think it's important that, you know, artists who have been established a long time are bringing it up because, you know, what's to be done about it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, up here, I think it, so far where we're seeing the most impact, you know, about surrounding these discussions, that we've seen, you know, authors kind of lose a little bit of the glory that they carried. Mm. But it didn't affect their career. It didn't affect their career in a negative way. I mean, maybe they might have to change or like reroute their topics. Yeah. You know what I mean? But the only place I've actually seen it really have any impact is in academia. You're seeing people having honorary degrees being taken away or rescinded. You know, even in the music industry, you might see some people, some pullback, but there's still people that just can't carry on. You know, and I think what it is it's just that they ride the angle a little too hard. You know what I mean? It's like, for me, I acknowledge my indigenous roots and always have, but it isn't the basis of my material. You know what I mean? My own experience is the basis of my material. Yeah. And that just so happens to be an indigenous experience, you know? I think for some of them, it's like, there might be some newfound, you know, I found out about these roots. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm in my 30s, 40s, 50s, whatever, however old they might be when they discovered that they might have some roots, you know, maybe a great-grandfather, great-great-grandfather. It's how they pursue it that, you know, I feel makes some people feel uncomfortable.
Sure.
You know, if they immediately identify it, and it's almost like they're dressing up to look the part. You know, they're playing a certain angle, and I think sometimes there's just, I mean, for me, I don't think there's real pride in that. Like, I don't see how someone would take pride in that, but I get it. You know, I think that we're definitely something to be admired, the many nations that walk this continent. You know, we're something to be admired, so I mean, in a way, we can be flattered, but at the same time, it's like, that's who we're competing with. We're competing with people who are kind of infiltrating these circles, right?
Yeah.
And for the most part, it's hard when it's somebody you've connected with and worked with for many years, worked with on different projects, and then you're discovering that, you know, you've been lied to.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Or the truth has been stretched to the point of being a lie anyway, right?
Yeah, yeah. You know, I'm not... For me, it's been tough because, I spoke to you before we even got on the air today, as I was talking about the backlash. Mm. And
for red flags.
For red flags.
Yeah.
The positive response is very overwhelming. It's hard to even keep up with some of the inbox messages that come in.
Sure.
But the thing is, when you're getting a little bit of negative backlash, you know, it's hard not to focus on that because we're artists, we're creative, we care what people think. And sometimes it's hard not to focus on that, you know, and I've noticed it more than ever because throughout my career, it's typically been a positive response to whatever I'm making. But I think, you know, there's been pushback from people who identify as Eastern Métis.
Mm.
They feel that I'm calling them out specifically when that, I didn't mention any names, and I wasn't being too specific in the song, but there is an element out there called the Eastern Métis, which some people will say they don't think it exists, that the only true Métis up here are connected to the Red River in Manitoba, and if you don't have a lineage that or any proof that there's lineage there, then it doesn't count. But I'm not even discussing Métis at all. So, I mean, with the backlash that I've been getting as far as what people seem to think that I believe, I think that they've kind of rearranged my words to kind of create a different narrative or just take things completely out of context. But for the most part is, I mean...
And the coincidence of timing, though, too. Yeah, well, that's it.
Yeah, the timing. The timing is, so the song comes out when somebody's being called out. They think that I'm part of the calling out of that person. When this is a general term. This is pretendians. Sure. It's people who have no indigenous link that are claiming indigeneity. And it's sometimes they come in there with a hashtag nativer than you kind of vibe, you know?
Well, I think it was incredibly important to bring this up and not to frame it necessarily in a negative way because, you know, there needs to be some kind of pathway forward, I guess. So thank you so much for spending a few minutes to talk about specifically the song that we're going to hear next. So without further ado, we're going to come back and chat just for a few more minutes. But at this time, turn it up and sing along with Red Flags featuring Aaliyah Bell from Plexus. Who am I to judge today on Gyno?
Gyno.
Let's finish this, I'm sick of this, calling yourself indigenous. Don't even know the differences between eagles and pigeons, kid. Lying about who you are, thriving off of who you know. Captain Lou Albino got me rhyming in the studio. Something missing from your claims and that's apparent. There's more native DNA in the tracks you sharing. If it wasn't for collabs, bringing natives to the lab, I can't even count the times you cross the line like a scab. Let's go then, dudes, real noofy with the accent. Talking about that land back, well, I'll give it back then. Son, how's your melanin? I burn Anglo-Saxons. If you ain't down to fist fight, let's settle it on wax then. Old school senior citizens out in Halipu. Wasn't on my radar till you showed up giving attitude. I'll paperwork, show pics of your cacomas. I'll show you all my college diplomas. They ain't real. The notion ain't no shit about the struggle. Blowing every single native rapper in your bubble. Here's Plex clearing up any confusion. He fooled a couple dummies, now he thinks we're all stupid. Story don't add up, it's red flags. All these born again natives lay it on too thick. You may be from the six, but you ain't from six. Buckskin vest full of flowered beads and ish. Ask them who claims you, and they plead the fifth. I'ma start naming names once my lawyers approve. And the natives in your circles, I'll destroy them too. Cause the moment they enable, my respect's off the table. Don't let these saggins make you think I ain't able. I've aged, but listen, I'm a beast when needed. How is whitey still native when I don't believe him? Self-appointed judge and jury, ain't nobody need to worry. But I better see proof, and you better hurry. Bringing up the scoop, though, like it's some sort of loophole. Really goes to show how low these people stoop, though. Sitting here wondering, what would Buffy do? You're taking up our spaces, and we've had enough of you. It's red flags.